got Will Clanton on the board. You get your cake and eat it, too. Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Hour number two. Love Engineers Sleep, engineersleep.com. You got two different venues this week for guests. Anybody staying at your house? Everybody staying at the other house?
I think I might have one.
Okay. You have one Engineer Sleep bed in your house?
Just for me.
All right. So nobody else gets it?
No.
All right. Engineer Sleep, engineersleep.com. We absolutely love our Engineer Sleep bed. Now, I'm looking forward to going down and doing in-laws and all that this weekend. But I got to be honest with you, I'm going to miss my Engineer Sleep bed. So we'll come back to it. We'll make sure we get everything we need. But Engineer Sleep and engineersleep.com. 100-night sleep trial. Don't miss that. And don't miss the idea that you get 10% off as a WCCP listener. Free local delivery. They'll take your old mattress off. Like, I wouldn't know what to do an old mattress. What do you do with all that? Well, they do a great job for you over Engineer Sleep and engineersleep.com. Love to hear from you on a Reaction Monday. Telephone number and text 654-ROAR. Phone calls always first. Georgia Greg, thanks for hanging on, man. Just an average old win on Saturday. Didn't see a lot there. But, you know, maybe the Georgia Tech game has a little less shine on the star now after Tech looked so bad Saturday night. So, interesting times, Georgia football.
Yeah, but you know Tech is going to really put their all into it. You know that.
Come on, Coach Dooley. Come on now. They're not playing.
I mean, they are. They are. I'm hoping their defense plays like they've been playing and we score a bunch. It's just it was weird, but Tech fought back for a while. I was wondering, there's one point where I thought they made a good run, but then Pittsburgh shut that down. Hey, Mickey, I thought you watched two tournament game teams yesterday. I think Georgia is pretty good. And I think both teams, you know, are going to be right there in the probably sixth seed range and can go pretty deep because they have some depth. I think both teams are really good basketball teams, in my opinion.
Yeah, both teams have a lot of answers and a lot of different, you know, guys they can go to. And, boy, I tell you right now, if Georgia continues to get what they got out of Wilkerson yesterday, like, he was phenomenal. And then Kane, I mean, what he does and some of the shots that he makes, he is as well. But, you know, down low with Cyril and you got bodies down there. You got a lot of good-looking guys on that squad. And Coach White's done a good job with that program. So, yeah,
I think a lot of momentum. Yeah, I think both teams are a lot like in there. They got a lot of new players. They're bringing them in. They're going to solidify and gel. I think they're both going to be really solid in their conference, you know, maybe in that – four to five range.
Yep, no doubt.
Well, I mean, Georgia's got a lot of teams to jump around, but I think both are very comparable as the game looked like yesterday.
It feels weird to say it, but Clemson's path in the ACC in basketball is easier than Georgia's path in basketball right now. And that feels really weird to say it, but, you know, if you think about it with the SEC right now, man, like, it's just with Florida and Bama and Kentucky and Tennessee, Auburn, Arkansas, like, great coaches in this league and a bunch of great players. I'm not sure there's a dominant team in this league right now, but a bunch of really good basketball teams. And so we'll see.
Yeah, a lot jumbled up there. But looking forward to Friday. Hey, I think Texas, if there's one team that could – upset the other, I'm thinking Texas could possibly beat A&M. I still think what a great path it would be if Texas A&M and Alabama both won. A&M wins the SEC championship. Georgia should be sitting there about four. But
I don't know
if you want that much time off.
Yeah, that way you don't play in your championship game. Then you get a week off, you know, for everybody. And then you get a week off for the first round. Then the talk would be rust. But I still say, and it didn't work out the way this was yet last year, I still say you want to play a bye. You know, you want to have a bye. And I know home games are fun for everybody, and Georgia will get a home game, it looks like, if they did have to play it. But I don't see it happening. I don't see them jumping anybody. But you're right. Look, Texas is an interesting study now. I mean, you look at this, you know, what the rankings, what the committee is looking at right now, And I think it's pretty clear, like, Texas over Vanderbilt or over Miami or over Utah, if they beat A&M this weekend, I can see them jumping all those teams. Maybe, you know, BYU might lose again in a conference championship game. Who knows about Bama and Auburn this weekend? So Texas has a chance. Texas wins this weekend, you might be seeing our first three-loss playoff team in there.
And if you think about it, Texas A&M depends on their quarterback a lot. Yeah. And Texas has a good defense. They could prevent him from running out of the pocket. I think it's going to be an interesting game.
Well, and the final part of that is, you know, this game's at home. This game's in Austin. And so far in this season, they've not lost at Austin. So of all the ills they have there, and it's not the most difficult place to play, and you have a lot of A&M guys, the A&M fans there, but that should be a great one. No doubt about that one. Should be good.
One last thing, you know, Georgia played a lot of players Saturday, and I'm really happy to see our defense not give up jump points and all that. I think our defense has really come along. Allen didn't play, so I'm hoping if he's needed Friday, he can play. If not, he's rest. So we'll see how it plays out Friday.
Well, if not, he'll get a lot of rest, hopefully, after that. So we'll see. Good stuff, buddy. Good stuff. Are you going to Atlanta?
No. You had to add, like, 80,000 points. I've got like 30. Can't get to stuff like that anymore.
Well, let me give you some
good news. I can't get the SEC. I haven't been to the SEC championship since 18.
Let me give you some
good news. The points just skyrocketed up for season ticket holders. You just can't do it.
Yeah, but there's other ways here. Let me do Georgia.
Yeah, I know.
Let me see what would cost you. I appreciate the phone call, Georgia Gray. Appreciate it, man. Have a great day. Georgia Tech. For Friday at 3:30, two tickets. Get in price right now. Whoa. That's kind of steep there, boys. Upper deck, what's my lowest one in here? 215? Get in for 215? Take two people for 4:30? You want to know a little Clemson, South Carolina for you? Want to step up?
Yeah. I'm going to guess... I'm going to say 65.
Let's see here. For Clemson and South Carolina. Man. Going to mess me up and do it that way, huh? Clemson, South Carolina. Hey, I got them. All right, here we go. Got them. For Clemson and South Carolina right now, get in price $97.
Oh, cheapest. Wow. Okay.
Upper deck 97. So, hey. Look, looks like it's a little tougher ticket than I thought. There'll be plenty of empty seats in Columbia, though. What we have found out in the Carolina-Clemson game is that after Thanksgiving, when it's played after Thanksgiving, that we'll still see pockets of empty seats. In case you hadn't seen it, the TV's done a really good job of moving games around. Friday... You know, you've got Thursday, Navy, and Memphis. So that's not a big deal. You got the NFL games on Thursday. But Friday at noon, you got Ole Miss, Mississippi State, Utah, Kansas. At 3:30, you've got Georgia Tech. And at 7:30, you've got A&M and Texas. So you've got really three games. The SEC pretty dominant in that one for three games on Friday.
Don't overlook that 9 o'clock matchup on Friday, Arizona State.
Oh, that's a war.
Yeah,
that'd be funky. But you got Iowa, Nebraska. You know, that'd be for 15-12. You know, whoever wins that one. Over/under 39.5. Nebraska 7-4 now. But you got Boise State, Utah State. You got Indiana, Purdue on NBC. So you got some of those other games in there. But really the big ones, though, Friday, noon, Ole Miss, Mississippi State, Lane Kiffin, what's he going to do? 3:30, Georgia Tech, and Tech rebound, and then 7:30, A&M and Texas. So I will probably, Georgia's going to beat Georgia Tech, probably in like the second half, take off, come back up here. I got a two-hour drive, maybe hit listen to the first quarter of the Texas and Texas A&M game or something like that. We'll see. Chad's in Columbia. Good morning, Chad. Thanks for calling in, buddy. How you doing?
Hey, great. I've missed one Carolina Clemson game since I was 8 years old, so 1988. But, Mick, I'm not going this Saturday, I don't think. Two reasons. One, very little hope. Two, I just don't want my wife taking my daughter to my in-laws and having, you know, because she's a Clemson fan now. Like, she's 100%. Yeah. But I don't want them pulling for them around her, you know. And then if we're getting drilled, I'd rather be able to control it. And I know that's crazy, but she's still so young that I don't want to take her to Williams-Brice either, you know.
Yeah.
So, anyways, but.
Let me ask you comments. This. Well, let me ask you this then. Let me ask you this. Go ahead. If you don't go, all right, if you go, yeah. Your daughter's going, because you don't want to take her away, your daughter's going to the in-laws. All right.
Or she stays at home with my wife, and then my wife's pulling for him hard.
Okay, so you're taking the bullet. You're staying with your daughter to protect her from all the shrapnel of the rivalry. I like it, man. That's a good dad right
correct,
there.
Correct, that's more important.
Yeah. It's a good dad. You're protecting
it's
your daughter.
It's more important for her to be a Clemson fan to me than it is for me to go to the game.
Right.
I know that sounds weird. But,
right.
Let me ask you this. So, you know, for a while now, like, walking into the Duke game, I've never felt this way, but, like, it wasn't like I didn't care if we won or didn't care if we lost. It was just like it didn't matter as much to me.
Yeah.
And obviously that mattered as much since you have kids, but the reason it didn't matter to me is, like, I feel like we need to blow things up. You know, like, Dabo needs to totally change the way he's been doing things over the last 5 years, and I think the worse we are record-wise, the more evidence for him, because it's hard to fire people. It's hard to admit, like, hey, I've probably done some things wrong, right? So what I'm asking you is this. Do you think, let's say, beating South Carolina, let's say we beat South Carolina, slight upset, right? And then let's say we beat Army in the bowl game in Boston or something like that, or Texas in the bowl game in Boston. Do you think Dabo's like, hey, we turned it around, we just didn't execute the first half of the year, my way works, you know, eight wins, you know, 15 years straight, eight wins. Like, do you think that's him and we're rolling it back next year? Or do you think no matter what, we're blowing this thing up, we're totally changing the way we're doing things? You know, because honestly, Mick, if it's doing it the same way, I'd almost rather lose the ball game. And it's crazy to say, but, like, you know, moving forward, I want it to be totally different than when it's has been the last 4 years. I want to get your thoughts on it, bless him.
All right, John, I appreciate it. A lot in there. I would say, well, first, let me back all the way up and say something about this game on Saturday. This has – I've seen this before. I saw this in the last game of Tommy West and Brad Scott. Like, the winner gets, like, bragging rights, but it's almost like the winner gets – like, that's just the last straw kind of a thing, you know, like – said it before, like tallest midget, like, you okay, well, you beat a bad team. So it's not – the winner gets a little bit of satisfaction. Not a lot. You know, not a lot. But the loser is the one that really feels bad here because you lost to a bad team and you lost your rivalry game. So it's almost like the winner gets a relief kind of a deal, and the loser – there's no residuals. Like, you want to say, oh, man, well, now our recruiting in the state's going to go great. Nah, the – and what we learned is, like, this year's team, because you thought South Carolina beats Clemson last year, oh, man, they're going to take off, and this program's going to go be unbelievable next year. And, like, no, you don't get any residuals now, year to year, because of the portal. There is no, man, Lenore Sellers is going to be awesome. He looked great against Clemson. Oh, man, he's just going to go crazy, and it's going to be an unbelievable season for us. Nah, you don't get any of that anymore. What happens is you're going to either be 5-7, or 4-8 if you're South Carolina. For Clemson, you're either going to be 6-6 or 7-5. Like, there's not – the winner didn't get a whole lot out of it. I think – I'm not sure that – you know, Dabo is Pollyanna, and Dabo is going to try to sell a very positive image no matter what. And so I do get that sensation. I do understand that feeling of, hey, let's lose, and that way we blow it up. Some of the best – off seasons Clemson's ever had in the years they lose to South Carolina because they're forced to make changes. I would say a better scenario, though, is that Kevin Kelly, who's the director of player evaluation and acquisition, makes the case to Dabo, we cannot go into next year with the quarterback room the way it looks right now. We cannot do that. We cannot go into next year without two more or three more offensive linemen and go through that again. We cannot have that secondary. I mean, the safety room, I've got to do something. I got to have depth. I got to have starters. We cannot go into next year bringing back those same safeties. We cannot go into next year bringing up those defensive ends. We got to go into portal. I've got to get a quarterback. I've got to get a running back. I've got to get a wide receiver. I've got to get three offensive linemen, two defensive ends, a defensive tackle, a couple linebackers. I got to get five guys in the secondary. I got to go, man, because and I can't pay for what I'm paying. I'm not going to overpay. We're going to use all of our money. We're going to use $25 million, and there's a bunch of great players out there that I don't want to do this anymore. And even at 8-5 is potentially what it could be, right? 8-5.
That's the best it could be.
Yeah, even at 8-5, man, like, that ain't the goal, man. I'm sorry. Beating Army or beating, I don't know who else you might put, North Texas or whatever in a bowl game, like, that's not the goal around here. And so that doesn't float, man. I'm sorry, but we've got to do better. Win or lose. We're not going to draw, but win or lose. Or bowl games, whatever. And an opt-out bowl game, that doesn't do anybody any good either. So you have to go get that secondary better, get the quarterback room better, get the offensive line room better, get the defensive end room better. You just got to be better, and there's a avenue for it, and you got to go in the portal, and you got to take care of business. Now, Dabo's going to be Pollyanna, and everything's going to be great, and everything's going to be, oh, man, we have to execute. No. Not when you look at that room. If you're honest with yourself and you look at that nickel and safety room, you cannot win in Baton Rouge with what you currently got in the nickels and safeties.
And whatever he may say, that is not something to make assumptions for.
Right.
He's not talking to you.
Current quarterback room, can't win with that one in Baton Rouge. Current offensive line room, can't win with that in Baton Rouge. Current defensive end room, can't win with that one in Baton Rouge. You got to go get players, and they're out there, and you can afford them, and you just got to go do it. So Kevin Kelly has to stand up and say, this is what we're doing. This is what the value is. This is what we're doing. So that's what that is. Stop it. Hang on. I'm coming to you. Short break. More on the other side. Your phone calls, your texts. I hadn't even gotten a text line yet. We'll do that. It's flooded. We'll get to all that much more after this.
Are low T and ED ruining your life? Low Country Male is your solution to getting that alpha feeling back. Sitting on the couch, not acceptable. We're going to get you back in the gym and get you back in the game of life. Come on down to Low Country Male today. Get your testosterone checked and start a personalized concierge TRT plan. Plans include testosterone, lab work, annual physicals, doctor visits, and much more. Book at one of our 8 locations. Low Country Male, making men men again since 2016. LowCountryMale.com.
When reliability matters, trust American Door Masters. Is your garage door opener broken? One of the most common issues we handle is garage doors that suddenly stop working. At American Door Masters, we diagnose and fix problems like broken springs, offering professional service at a great price. Serving the upstate of South Carolina, we provide top quality garage door installation and repair. Whatever your needs, call American Door Masters today at 864-990-3075 for prompt and professional service.
Clemson Tigers know pride. We feel it under the lights when our players charge down the hill and every note of Tiger Rag. On Solid Orange Fridays and in the tracks of our Tiger Paws. The Clemson Jackpot is one more way to keep their pride alive. Every $5 scratch-off funds education, helping future Tigers carry on our traditions. And now it's easier to play by paying with a debit card at participating retailers. The South Carolina Education Lottery, supporting Tigers, students, and you. See the Players Club app or seeducationlottery.com for game odds and more information.
At Certified Diesel, we value keeping your diesel truck running smoothly and efficiently. Located at 2209 Highway 292 in Inman, South Carolina, we specialize in light-duty diesel truck repairs and maintenance. Whether you drive a Powerstroke, Cummins, or Duramax, our expert technicians have you covered. Avoid the hassle of dealership maintenance and choose us for all your diesel needs. Call and visit us today at 864-345-4568 or check out our services online at CertifiedDieselLLC.com.
Hey, hon, what's a Vermeer?
Really? Come on, everybody knows that. Vermeer builds vacuum excavation equipment that's changing how underground utility construction is done from right here in Greenville. Soft dig trenchless innovation that can expose underground utility lines without harming them, leaving a softer environmental impact than harsher, more traditional digging methods.
Whoa, you're smart.
Yep, everybody knows that too.
Visit Vermeer.com/dig to see what everyone's talking about.
Everyone knows nothing goes better with football than Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca remain your reliable source for game day food. Get your trays, nuggets, minis, strips, and more. Herb, class of 82, and Carol, class of 84, know the importance of football and great food, so get on the Chick-fil-A app or call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Chick-fil-A of Seneca at 864-886-9080 to make sure you're all set to eat what you love during the big game.
When you shop for the holidays with AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, you're supporting real folks who care about what ends up on your plate. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market brings together the best of the Carolinas with a farm-to-table spirit, offering fresh, restaurant-quality cuts you'll feel proud to serve. Around here, good food starts with good people. Raised right, prepared right, and shared with love. Good food, good neighbors, great holidays. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, your local farm-to-table butcher.
East Main Furniture in Easley, where every day is a sale day. Come find deals on living room, bedroom, dining room, lamps, rugs, mattresses, and occasional furniture. Brand names like Lazy Boy, England Best, Ashley, Catnapper, Liberty Furniture, and Vaughn Bassett, all at discounted prices. If we don't stock it, we can special order it for you. With 90 days same as cash on purchases over $300, we make it easy. East Main Furniture, located at 829 East Main Street, Easley, or call 864-4426-054 today.
Here at ATV Outfitters, we stock more ATV, UTV, motocross, and street bike products than anyone for hundreds of miles around. We have more than 10,000 tires and wheels on hand. We pride ourselves on great prices and getting you the accessories you need fast. Come see us for the items that are readily available to get your vehicle ready for the street, trail, or mud pit. Don't buy elsewhere, or we'll both lose money. Come by the store located at 2485 Rutherford Road, Greenville today.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
105.5 and 97.5, we are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. My great friends at Patterson Tax Service, PATTX.com, PatTax.com. It is a busy time for these good folks. I want to tell you now, they won't be there Thursday. Might not be there Friday. But this week, all next week, all the month of December, make some tax changes, some tax change your tax strategies, tax evaluations of where your company is, if your small business is out there, if you have the right LLC set up, you're doing your payroll right, or you set things up right. Do you buy cars or do you lease cars? You know, what do you depreciate, how you do all that, and what all happens there? They do a terrific job of all that. Estate planning, they do those kind of things for you. But what Russell's saying now is the Big Beautiful Bill includes so many new tax changes. Like, if you set up a wellness program for your company, you can save, as an employer, you can save over $100 a month per employee in payroll taxes, and they get take home more money in their check, paycheck every week, every month. So what a great win-win situation. How do you do it? You get the Patterson Tax Service. And they'll set those things up for you. You can't beat it. It's great friends, Patterson Tax Service, PATTX.com, PatTax.com. Telephone number 654-ROAR. Snap up, call me back. Sorry about that. I've got a good friend of mine, Dave, who checks in and said, man, I always want to beat South Carolina. Yeah, I get it. But I do understand Chad's point. And Chad's point is, I care much more about 26 right now than trying to salvage some sort of 8-5 or 7-6 or 6-6 or 6-7. Like, to me, when you start out preseason number 4, 8-5, it's the best you could do. That's what you want to do. But still, if it means that you're better in 26, you sacrifice a couple of wins late in order to get better. When Clemson lost in 1975 to South Carolina, BC had nabbed it. The boys got together and said that won't happen anymore. Led to a national championship at Clemson. If you think about it, what the reason you got Brent Venables here is that West Virginia stuck your nose in the dirt and stomped on the back of your head. Gave you a little curb stomping, and you went out and you fired Kevin Steele and you hired Brent Venables. So sometimes you got to thin the herd, man. Sometimes you got to take a bad deal to point out, hey, man, we got to make changes. And his point, Dabo is Pollyanna, and Dabo's going to, You know, there's a chance out there you can see it if he goes 8-5 and go, well, we're on a big winning streak. We end the season well. We're a couple plays away. And we're one. No, well, I'm sorry, man. I just can't go into next year with any kind of confidence if you think that Vecina is going to get it done or a couple of those safeties are going to play next year and not get burnt like toast. So if it takes a loss to understand that and to get a sense of urgency to make these changes, then I think most fans would be willing to swallow that tough pill for a few months in order to be better in January. And so I do understand that point. 654 Roar, Mike is in Anderson. Mike, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
Doing great. Thanks for getting me in, Mick. Mick, I had a couple of by-the-by questions. I don't think I've ever watched a football game on the CW before. I watched it Saturday. I watched it through halftime. I really have a – it pains me to watch this offensive line play, so at halftime I hung it up. But the announcer, Tom Brenneman, he's been around forever. Where was he with ABC or ESPN? Did you recognize the guy, his voice?
I was there in the game.
Well, you didn't watch it on TV.
Yeah, I was there in the game. Tom Brenneman is a guy that has been around forever. He's done mostly I think you remember from Fox.
Okay.
He's done Fox Football NFL. He's done Fox Football and for the Major League Baseball. He did Cincinnati Reds. Like, he's been around forever. So he's a KG veteran.
Yeah, they did a I was surprised at the quality of the broadcast.
Yeah. Who was the color guy? You don't know who the color guy was, do you? Who was the color guy, do you know?
They both did a good job. I didn't recognize the color guy.
Yeah.
But anyway, I thought they did a pretty good job just throwing that out there. But on the offensive line, Tom Brenneman, or one the color guy, made a statement that the Tigers are, I think, 15th in the ACC on third down and two or less. Mm. Matt Luke was in, what, his second year this year? Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, and I understand now there are injuries, but they weren't that good before the injuries. Would it be fair to say that Tom Luke, and I know everybody's in a hurry now, we live in the world, fire him immediately, does he deserve 3 or 4 years to get players that he recruited in, or... Yeah. I mean, is this going to be a forever thing with the offensive line?
No, a couple things there. Offensive line is a developmental position. And so you don't wave magic wands and just get better. You got to, and without going to Portland, getting a bunch of guys. So I think if you look at it, you know, he recruited Jacobs before he got hurt there. He was a starter as a true freshman. And the other guys, he recruited Thurman, who they really like a lot before he was out for the year. They really like the wide receiver. I mean, the offensive line class that they signed last year and the ones they signed this year. So it takes a little time on the offensive line. And I thought last year they played a little bit better. I thought in year one.
They did.
In year two, you know, they it's probably a step backwards for them. But I hold that to, you know, pretty much personnel right now, that this is not a Lithicum and Sewell and some of those guys they're not, you know, NFL by any stretch of the imagination. So I think recruiting is getting better there. They're signing more numbers there, which is helping. And I think they're signing a little better quality there. But it takes time to develop those guys.
So based on your knowledge of recruiting, knowing more about Matt Luke than I do, I know you have information from inside the program. Do you have full confidence?
Yes.
In Matt Luke,
yes.
That he will get this. Okay,
yes.
That's good.
Yeah.
Good enough for me, Mick.
Yeah.
And let's see. Oh yeah, Pierman. Now, and he's, you know, he had the great spring game a couple of years ago, the Paul Mako or Baco, whatever, of this generation. He was a senior this year, correct?
No, Trent Pierman. He's just a sophomore. No.
Just sophomore.
Yeah,
oh, okay. I thought
years.
He was a senior.
Yeah. No, a couple
so
years.
So did he even get to play at all Saturday?
He did. He had a drive, and I keep saying Vecina's drives, but he had a drive on Saturday. I think just one drive on Saturday.
One drive, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. But no touchdowns or nothing to impress anybody.
No. So in the game itself, let me make sure I'm saying this. Trent Pierman 1 for 2 for 4 yards. He threw on his incompletion. The wide receiver is third and long, but the wide receiver got tackled by the defensive back before the pass was thrown, and it should have been defensive hold. They didn't call it. But he had to get rid of it and kind of throw it in that direction. But now Pierman 1 of 2 on Saturday, and did not have a carry, I don't think, on Saturday.
Okay. So, well, bottom line, end of the day, they've got to go to the portal this year, and
have to.
If they don't, this is going to get worse. But Mick, if I don't talk to you again before the week's over, happy Thanksgiving. I'm in my 29th year of listening to you, and I hope we got another 29 left. Bro.
Well, and I will tell you, too, my good friends over at Harbin Lumber told me to tell you hello, too.
Wes and the guys over there. Man, let me tell you, since you brought that up very quickly, and I'll let you go, Wes and his crew, I've been in the building business for 50 years, self-employed for 30 years. Those guys are top-notch, Mickey. If you need cabinets, call Wes.
Yeah.
Go see Wes,
and
he will make you happy.
They are fantastic.
Have a good day, Mick.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate the phone call. Very kind of you, Mike. The color guy was Will Blackman, who is a former NFL cornerback, went to Boston College. And I think he was very complimentary all weekend long of Clemson. So did a good job of all that, I've been told. So I saw him on online do a pretty good job with all this stuff, too. Here's a very interesting question. 95-54. Do you think Riley is gone? I think they should keep him, get a better quarterback. Thoughts? You know, this is a tough one for me because I think Gary Riley's a good football coach. I don't think it's worked at Clemson. I think that we are now I've seen a sample size of big games and against good offenses where Clemson has not been successful enough. Now, in his defense, when you got a quarterback that goes rogue and ignores whatever the play call is and just runs his own plays and pees on the carpet as often as what he's had, then I'm not sure that Garrett Riley, how much blame it is. Now, much like I told you a million times on the show, as a parent out there, you can tell your kids, hey, don't bully anybody, and then you go, your kid goes and bullies somebody. Well, it's not your fault, but it is your responsibility. You tell your kid, don't drink and drive, don't drink underage, and they get caught drinking underage. You're like, well, it's not your fault, but it is your responsibility. So I that's the way I would put it at Clemson on offense, that the quarterback play has been so wildly inconsistent that I'd imagine that a lot of that is not his fault, but all of it is his responsibility. I don't understand how in the Florida State game you got a play call that's on the 4th and short and the quarterback is trying to draw here's the silence, we'll draw him off side play. And he tries, it doesn't work. And then he changes the play to a quarterback sneaking, and he ended up getting it. That's great. But it's another example. For about the 5th time in the screen, he just goes rogue and does his own thing. Like he did down at Miami where it didn't work. And like he did against Louisville.
The handoff,
and it didn't work.
The QB sneak's the only time that we know he went rogue and it worked out in our favor.
But here's my thing. I got a quarterback that goes rogue. Then what is he doing playing the next series? I can't have you go rogue. Well, this isn't your deal, man. This is our deal. And you don't go rogue on it. I don't understand how that's hard.
Especially when you go rogue, 25% of the time that we know of, it was a positive outcome. 75%, terrible outcome. You'd think after doing that and seeing a fumble, you think that would be it.
Well, I mean, the biggest thing this program, besides the mental and physical toughness, and I don't lump us into the mental toughness of it, is accountability. Like, the guy can go out and make that mistake again, and the very next series you put him in again? Like, how can that happen? I don't understand the idea that I call the play and you don't run that play. You run your play, that you don't hand it to the right guy, that you don't know to hand it to the right guy. You may, and we're just going to keep just strolling on out there? Man, I don't get that at all. I don't understand lack of accountability. And you can, if you jump off sides, if you continue to hold, you continue to drop balls, whatever, you're just going to keep just strolling out there? Like, where's the accountability in any of that? I don't understand that. That's something that somebody much, much smarter than me has got to explain it to me. And so, and is that the head coach? Is that the position coach? Is that the coordinator? I don't know. I can blow a coverage, and then I'm going to be back in there the very next play? I don't understand that at all. So, the point is, it is not your fault, but it is your responsibility. Jeff gets in a great point. Said, to keep your point about the parent analogy, why was he grounded? Why was he benched? I mean, you got to have accountability. And if you don't, then I don't know whatever the heck to tell you. I don't know. I don't know how you move forward with any of that. I told Larry Williams the other day, we were talking, and I said, man, if you remember this, one of the first spring practices we were out there without Brent Venables, and defense jumps off sides a couple times, and it was like, all right, come on, fellas, let's get back over here and do this again. Like, no, man, like that, no. No, because I love what the high school coach sent us earlier in the year. You either coach it or you allow it. And maybe we live in a transfer portal world now, you can't ride them anymore, but I tell you what you can do, you can ride some pine. I'm not going to sit here and let you just continue to jump off sides or continue to hold or continue to drop a ball or continue to throw it to the wrong guy or continue to hand it to the wrong guy or continue to go rogue on whatever your play call you want to do. We're not doing that, man. I'm sorry. Well, I'd rather lose. Rather lose.
Using as an example to others of what not to
100%.
Do.
100%. Oh, man. Anyway, my absolutely terrific friends at Trail – accountability and responsibility. They do a terrific job. We love Trail, TREHEL.com, 800-319-7006. And speaking of accountability, at Trail, when you are on a building committee at your church, or if you're on a committee of, you're on a school board committee, if you're on a city council or county council, and you got some municipality buildings, or if you're on education boards, whatever, and you've got school buildings, or if you're on a church building committee, you got, you know, things going on at church, then you got accountability, and you're going to report back to your constituents or to your voters or to your teachers or anyone out there. Hey, yeah, we got this. We've got Trail. It's going to be done on time. It's going to be done on budget. The leading commercial builder in North Carolina, South Carolina, you're going to love Trail. Schedule a discovery session with them today, 800-319-7006. Find out why the better building process works. Find out what so many have found out, and why friends of mine that, why 85% of annual business comes from repeat clients. You love that. But why developer once told me, I built with Trail. Now I'll build with somebody else. I'll never build with anybody other than Trail ever again. We love it. TREHEL.com. Short break. We'll come back. More phone calls, more of your text messages right after this.
Clemson, South Carolina, a tale as old as time. And we'll get you ready for kickoff right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, starting at 6 a.m. with the Ingalls Tiger pregame show. We'll have everything you need to get you ready for kickoff. Then the Tiger tailgate show with Faxon and his crew will take over at 9. Don, Tim, and Reg, you'll have the call from enemy territory. And Dono Clark and I will wrap it up with the fifth quarter show. Finish up the 2025 college football season with us right here on The Roar, where every day is game day. Fast breaks, buzzer beaters, block parties. The NBA and college basketball are back, and they are in full swing. And Underdog is the best place to get in on all the action. The next few days is the best time because it's feast week again on Underdog. So from November 26th to November 30th, you can check the app daily for special promos. Playing on Underdog is a cinch. You just pick whether your favorite players are going higher or lower on stats like points, rebounds, steals, assists. If you get your picks right, you can win up to 5,000 times your cash. I love playing Underdog every single night. College basketball, NBA, sometimes both. It is absolutely the best way to enjoy a night of sports. Right now, here's what you do. Download the app. Use promo code OOB to score $100 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus and present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/playing-get-terms_DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
Your parking lot is the very first thing people see when they visit your business. Is yours making the right impression? Upstate Stripes is here to help. Family owned and operated, we're rooted right here in the Upstate. Specialize in parking lot striping, restriping, handicap spaces, and custom symbols. A sharp, freshly painted lot improves safety, boosts curb appeal, and makes your business stand out. Call 864-376-6698 or request a quote today at upstatestripes.com.
Two steak biscuits for $5 means two times the country fried. Change your life. Need another bite goodness you crave. Order yours today. It's bow time.
Hello, sports fans. This is Bozy Boggs of the Boggs Law Firm, located in Greenville, South Carolina, but serving the upstate for over 20 years. We've always been happy to be long-term sponsors of the Mickey Plyler Show, WCCP. And just thank all the listeners who have used our firm in the past. And anyone who has a legal question in the future, don't hesitate to call us at 233-8066 or find us on the web at www.boggslawfirm.com. No case is too big or small, and I'd be happy to talk to you personally about your situation. And if I can't help you, I'll find someone that does.
The holidays are quickly approaching, and what a great way to enjoy your holiday is with a new Toyota from Toyota of Easley. With financing rates as low as 1.99% on select models and up to $1,500 in holiday bonus cash, you can drive home today in a new Toyota and head out on your shopping and family gathering trips in style. If you need just a great used vehicle, we have a full lot of certified Toyotas and plenty of other makes and models. We are sure we have the right vehicle for you. Shop ToyotaofEasley.com or stop by for a test drive today.
Premier Portable Buildings and Trailers are right in your backyard. Looking to gain space in your home, a shed is a great way to make room. And if you need to transport your gear, we have a trailer to meet your needs. With two locations to serve you, Sheds of Spartanburg and Sheds of Welford. Visit shedsofspartanburg.com or shedsofwelford.com where you can view our entire inventory of sheds and trailers. Call today, 864-652-1660 or visit 1470 Boiling Springs Road, Spartanburg or 321 Spartanburg Highway, Welford today.
When making decisions, it's important to take a long view and consider how our choices will affect us for generations to come. Longview, Carolina is a gated community that emphasizes that long view with on-site gardens, miles of trails, mature forests, open meadows, and gathering spaces with 50-mile views, all designed to spark true community. Go to contact at longviewcarolina.com to schedule your private tour today. Longview, Carolina, worlds apart, minutes away.
When you need plumbing and drain services, call Roto-Rooter and get the problem fixed fast. Roto-Rooter is locally owned and operated. We've been making troubles go down the drain since 1935, and you can count on us for reliable service at your home or business. Call 1-800-GET-ROTO. That's 1-800-GET-ROTO or schedule service online at rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name, and away go troubles down the drain. Roto-Rooter.
The Mickey Plyler Show. Experience and a name you can trust. Or whatever else those news anchor promos use. On 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar, where every day is game day.
Homegrown alligator, see you later. Gotta hit the road. Gotta hit the road. The sun ain't changing the atmosphere. Architecture unfamiliar. I could get used to this. Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like someone.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. My great friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists want to do an awesome job of your garage floor. I have a friend of mine that will host his family this weekend, and he's got Carolina Flooring Specialists floor in his garage, and they will eat outside in the garage because he's got grandkids and everybody running around, and somebody's going to spill some cranberry sauce. And when you spill it on the garage floor, then you wipe it up. You won't have to get it off the carpet. And that's alpaca. You got to dab that. American Gangster? No? Anyway, you don't know that one?
I didn't catch it, no.
Okay, okay. Have you seen American Gangster?
I have. I'm terrible with references.
That's alpaca. You got to dab that. Anyway, look, if the cranberry sauce can make a mess on the floor, why not do it outside in your garage floor? Your garage floor, like, oh, I do that all the time. Isla will spill a drink or she'll leave a popsicle out on there. Okay, well, that's fine. It'll melt, and then I'll go get some cleaner and some soap and water, whatever. We'll get it right up. It'll look better than ever. We love our garage floor. The most experienced garage floor team out there, Carolina Flooring Specialists, 404-8158, 404-8158. 2279 said, sounds like Clemson's struggling with accountability, much like restaurants industry did during COVID. There was so much demand for workers that everyone's paying top dollar for everyone, and it's hard to push people because you can't just walk on the street and get hired on a spot by a competitor for more money. That's exactly right. Oh, I love this. 1882, got it. My man. Anyway, great stuff. So I was talking during the break. Had a good friend of mine call. And he said, hey, I went to a reunion this weekend. Football reunion. And by the way, his team won a championship. And he said, my wife noticed, he said, one of the things we noticed about the current teams and current schools, and they're talking about their kids' teams and their current team that or the reunion that they went to and all that, it says, is like the accountability part of it. And he said, what those guys learned back then, and we do this get off my long guy, but we could do it then and we can't do it now. You got to hold people accountable and the responsibilities you learn and all those kind of things. And I love this. This is a fact and a quote. A guy tells me on the phone a while ago, he goes, my wife looked around and said, you know the thing about all these guys here? He says, they're all married and they all have kids. Well, I've been preaching this forever, and people think that I'm some sort of maniac when I say this. But the thing that football taught so many for so long was those life lessons of being a man and being a father and being a husband and being a leader in your church and a leader in your community and a leader in your household and a leader in your business world. I told you, I've got all these friends of mine that play college football that are unbelievable business people, and I look up to them as fathers and husbands all around. And then I tell you the stat that there's 21 million kids in the country without a dad in their house right now. And people think I'm being overly dramatic about this, but I'm not. I think the biggest issue you've got in our country today is the family. And the wife of my buddies looked around and said, have you looked around? Every one of these guys have their wife and kids with them here. This is from 20 years ago that these guys learned these very valuable lessons. They learned about patience. They learned about dedication, about selflessness, about teamwork. And the wife noticed that. And yet we look at it that we've got a major portion of our society now is without fathers, kids without fathers. And you think, man, again, I don't care about winning or losing a football game. I'm talking about the real big life, big picture. And don't get me wrong, there's a couple of guys that escape and aren't great fathers, great husbands in football. But for the large majority, the large part, for the longest time, is they taught these very, very valuable lessons that I'm not sure can be taught with negotiating a $1.5 million salary to a college football player. I don't think it'd be taught as efficiently. Now, you can still probably teach it, and I'm hopeful that it can be taught, but I don't think it can be taught as effectively across the board. And so if somebody can do it, I want them to do it, but I just don't know how it can be done there. Texas said you're 1,000% correct. That's the big deal. That's the big issue. Sports teaches you. Sports is a microcosm of life, and sports teaches you all those kind of things. Rob says, that's it. You got to blot that. Tiger Jody said, love the Frank Lucas reference. I couldn't really give it the full one. Said, you got to blot it. Don't dab it. Yeah, blot it. Okay. My man. All right. So, That's it. 3097 says, hey, Mickey, What players do you think will opt out of a bowl game? Honestly, what would be the upside of seniors playing a potential game, set a potential at the next level? Well, my philosophy on that's different than anybody else on earth. But my philosophy, and now, you know, I can't sit here and tell you, I don't know this guy's mind. I can't read their minds. I can't tell you who's going to play and who's not going to play. I can't do that. I'm not privy to that. I don't know what I'm talking inside their heads. But here's my philosophy. Did you take the NIL money that they gave you?
Yes.
Did you take it for a season?
Yes.
Is this still your season?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you play.
That's how it should be.
I mean, if we're going to do something different, if all of a sudden we're going to say, these don't count on any coaches' records, these don't count on any school records, none of the individual records are going to count on anything, and this is just an exhibition now, and we're not even going to keep score now, we'll do whatever. If you want to do it that way, then yeah, I got it. If you want to make it like a spring, you know, catapult you to next year, whatever, yeah, I got all that. But as far as I'm concerned, the way it's always been is that this is the 2025 season, and it counts on your 2025 records. And also, I went and lifted weights with those guys. I ran with those guys. These are my teammates that I'm going to play the football game. And if I get hurt, I get hurt. I get hurt during the combine. I get hurt during non-contact drills. I get hurt during pro day. I get hurt during training camp. I get hurt the first game next season. I get hurt anytime. I get hurt in the car on the way over I get hurt anytime in any life. But I'm not going up to the football game thinking I'm going to get hurt and thinking I'm not going to play because I'm going to get hurt. We ain't doing that. We're going to play. Seminole Ted, thanks for hanging on. How you doing this morning?
Just trying to get through a horrible football season at FSU, and next year's not going to be any better because they announced that they're bringing back Norvell next year.
I don't like that at all.
I don't either. I think his will's gone. I think the 2023 season might have just killed his will, the way that all ended, get the snub and everything, because he was humming the two seasons before that. Now, they're talking about bringing back a lot of these kids they got now. And if we can win a bowl game and keep some of our recruits, it's kind of like Clemson right now, just trying to keep, we got a decent recruiting class right now. If we can get the right kid, keep the kids that we've got that are good, yeah, maybe we get some magic in a bottle again. But I think that this is going to be more of the norm from Mike Norvell than 10-3 and 13-1. That's just my opinion.
Let me give you this. I talked to one of your insiders down there, all right? And I was right about this. I mentioned this on last week's show, and I was right about it. Gus Malzahn is a staff killer. Gus Malzahn, he divides staffs up. He's got his guys that he brings, and it's us versus them kind of a deal. And he's miserable to everybody else that's not on his one of his guys. Castellanos is an absolute disaster to watch at quarterback because of the sidearm and the no-look stuff and the head flinging out and the decisions-making that he makes, time. And you saw it again Friday night. You saw the same thing Friday night. So that last Friday night was nothing but the two picks and the inefficiency. You saw all of that. You got to get rid of Gus Malzahn. I'm sorry. Malzahn is a stealer of joy and a divider of staffs. He's got to go.
Hopefully he goes to Arkansas.
Got to go. And whoever hires him at Arkansas will get ready because you're going to hire a turd sandwich that nobody wants to get along with, and he's going to divide your staff up anyway.
I appreciate you letting me, Mickey. Yep. Basketball season's right here, and I tell you, Luke Locks looks like he's going to have them humming in the ACC. I'm excited about that. Yeah. So that's all I got. Listen, if I don't talk to you before then, I hope you and your family have a happy Thanksgiving.
You too, my friend. You too. Thanks for calling in.
All right. Bye-bye.
Yeah. You can't have what Malzahn is. And that is someone that just is a divider, divisive. And now you're splintering. You can't have that, man. This game is hard when everybody's rowing in the same direction. If you want to make it really, really hard, then divide everybody up and start us versus them and finger pointing and dividing staffs and all that. See how that works for you. And that's one of the things going on at Florida State. I was talking to a Florida State person the other day, and I said, man, I understand the Malzahn thing's been a disaster. And the person told me, he said, whatever you think about Malzahn, double it. Whatever negative you think about Gus Malzahn, go ahead and double it. and it has not worked. And I don't know. I mean, Deuce Robinson's got another year. He might come back. I feel like I don't know what you're going to do with the run game. Salchek can come back. I guess he does. I like the Cromo kid, the freshman. I think you can build around him a little bit. Got to get better on the offensive line. And then defensively, you got to get better. And if anything else, too, one of the things you got to get better at is getting a little more accountability, responsibility on defense. You know, I saw several of those guys that get beat on a play and then get up and talk trash the very next play. Like, man, I can't have that. You saw it again Saturday night. I told you, Friday night, I told you that NC State was going to beat Florida State. Because Florida State on the road can't get it done. Florida State this year, on the road, loss at Virginia, on the road, loss at Stanford, on the road, loss at Clemson, on the road, loss at NC State. Florida State did not win a road game this season in conference. And I'll be honest with you, I don't think they're going to win in Gainesville Saturday afternoon.
Really?
Yep. We'll talk about that so much more. Hour number three when you come back right after this.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Did you know State Credit Union now offers the same services big banks offer? Services like online account opening, online loan applications, mobile banking, remote check deposit, person-to-person transfers, electronic signatures, and more. All with better interest rates and lower fees than the big banks. Check them out today and see why over 600 people per month are joining State Credit Union. Visit them online at scscu.com. That's scscu.com. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Get lost in the sound of nature, not in long haul times.
At Upcountry Fiber, we believe our neighbors deserve better. Real people right here in your community, ready to help. No pressure, no surprise fees, just fast, reliable internet and friendly local service. And right now, you'll save $15 a month for a year on any fiber internet plan. Upcountry Fiber, certified local. Visit upcountryfiber.com/year of internet. Upcountry Fiber, a stronger connection.
One size doesn't fit all. Don't make a mistake you'll regret for the rest of your life. Get the plan that fits you. Call today, 467-8738. I'm Guy, the insurance guy, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
We are here with Eric Snyder of Snyder Tree Care. Eric, you guys can help a lot as far as preparing for those winter storms.
You know, winds come and storms happen, but if your tree is properly pruned, it's not going to fall to the storm like one that isn't. We would recommend that you prune it properly so the wind can get through it. Your tree can be healthy and strong. We don't want to top them out. If you top a tree, you're going to have a bigger problem in 3 to 5 years. You can find us on the web at SchneiderTree.com.
Leave it to Schneider Tree Care.